Our draft preview continues today with a look at the cornerback position. Rich, before we take a look at the prospects, let's take a look who's currently on the Jets roster. Last year, number 9 overall pick, Dee Milliner out of Alabama. He came on over that last quarter of the season. Dimitri Patterson, a free agent pickup, most recently played with the Miami Dolphins, who's been an extremely productive player when he's been healthy. And then you have some holdovers here as well. When you look at this group, what jumps out at you?
Well, I think what jumps out at me is there's potential on the top end. We're looking for, you know, Dee Milliner to really develop in his sophomore season. And otherwise, I think there's room for improvement. I think there can always be room for improvement when it comes to a defensive backfield at this level. So if you can add a top-notch corner, take a little bit of the heat off of Dee's development in year two, I think that's a wise move in either the first or second round.
Let's look at some of the top corners in the draft. The Jets like to play press man coverage on the outside. Who are the best press man corners at the top of this draft?
Yeah, I'm going to start off with number one. And I know a lot of folks like Justin Gilbert better. I love Justin Gilbert. He's a top 10 pick potentially. Tremendous athlete. But if you want a physical cornerback, someone who plays with an attitude, is Darquez Dennard. I mean, I really love the trajectory of this kid. He started off as an unheralded high school recruit, didn't have any major offers, developed at Michigan State, and has really turned into a top-notch corner.
Are either one of these two guys going to be available at 18?
I think the likelihood is less than 50-50. I think in the end, although I have Dennard number one, I think Gilbert could go in the top 10. Possibly Dennard somewhere between 10 and 15. I think it's less than 50-50, so you have to prepare to look at some of the kids from 3 to 5, but you never know what's going to happen.
Let's break down this group from 3 to 5, how you have them ranked, and who would fit in best here on a team that favors the man press coverage on the outside.
Yeah, in that particular scenario, I have to go number 4 and Bradley Roby. Of the final three that we have on the board, 3 through 5, he is the most physical of those cornerbacks. Kyle Fuller, very talented, more of a finesse corner, more of a kid who's going to stick to his receivers but not press at the line of scrimmage.
Probably a zone, better fit in the zone system.
More of a zone-type defensive guy. Jason Verrett is an interesting kid. I think in terms of pure cover skills, the hips, the back pedal, the technical stuff that we look at this time of year, Jason Verrett is as good as anyone on the board. The problem that he has is something he can't impact, and that's his height.
Not
He's
a big
5 foot
guy.
9, so when you match him up against taller receivers in the league, tight ends, he's going to be at a disadvantage. So I think someone's going to get a very good corner in Jason Verrett.
A nickel corner, though.
He's a nickel corner, and I think he winds up going at some point beyond 18. So if we're looking at 18, I think the best possibility is going to be Kyle Fuller at 3 or Bradley Roby at number 4.
Here's a guy who jumps out at me. You're talking about size. He might get punished for his size.
Yeah.
But LaMarcus Joyner, who played for the national champion Florida State Seminoles, jumps out at me every time I put it on the tape.
I'm going to take your word, punish, because that's what he does. He's about 5'9", but he punishes opponents. He punishes them in run defense. He punishes them in pass defense. And this is the kind of player that you bring into an organization. He stays for 6 or 7 years, and he winds up being a pillar of your defense. Yes, he lacks ideal size, but the production on the field is something that cannot be denied. I don't know if he goes in the first round. I'm not even sure if he goes in the first two rounds, but I think someone is going to draft LaMarcus Joyner, and they're going to be happy they did.
How about Breland,
the
Clemson product? He might not be a huge guy height-wise,
but
he's got long arms. He might be able to play on the outside.
Long arms, very athletic, good footwork. I think his overall athleticism is something that jumps off the film for me. He has gotten better throughout his career. What I like about Bashaud Breland is I think we're going to see that trajectory get better and better once he gets to the NFL level.
A potential starter down the line on the outside.
No question about it.